Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. I pray that you can hear me. I'm having some difficulty with signing in. If you can hear me, please say, yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen.
Yes,
praise
I can
the
hear
Lord.
You.
Okay, great. Thank you. I've been trying for a few minutes, and I finally got on. So thank you so much. So which intercessors do we have on the call?
Donna.
Sharon, okay.
Sam.
I'm sorry, who? Donald and Sharon?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I hear anyone else? Okay. Do we have any prayer requests? Amen. We're going to get Donald to go ahead and open us up, followed by Sharon Quinn, and then I will do the closeout again. Thank you. I'm sure we lost a few people with me trying to sign in, but praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you. Go ahead, Donald.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we come in your presence at this moment. We're so grateful, God, that we can come together this morning. Lift your name up and magnify your name, O God. You are worthy, O God, of all the praises. Father, we pray, O God, for those who are having difficulties in getting on the prayer line. Those who may have prayer requests, O God. Father, you see their heart. And you know exactly, O God, what they need. You know exactly the circumstance. But God, we thank you, O God, that we can share this moment. And we can seek you, O God, and we can call upon your name because you are all that we have. Father God, we thank you, O God, for every moment, every situation, every circumstance, every mountain, every valley. We thank you, O God, because in the midst, O God, of every situation, there's a lesson learned, O God, and there's goodness and greatness, O Father. And so, O God, we just want to lift you up this morning and thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, this morning. We pray for the sick and the shut-in, O God, those who may have, are experiencing, O God, any form of sickness, O God, affliction, O God, in their bodies. O God, for you to touch them in a mighty way. We pray, O God, that you, O God, will touch, O God, those, O Father, who may not, O God, be able, O God, to even get out of their beds this morning, O God. We pray for those, O God, who might have been going through some form of grief, O God, because of a loss of a loved one, O God. We pray, O God, for marriages, O God. O God, those, O God, who are separated, those who are divorced, who are about to have divorce. We pray for husbands and wives, O God. We pray, O God, for the children, O God, who might be caught up in this situation, O God. We pray that you will touch them, O God, and, O God, have your way in their lives, O God. We pray, O God, for this country, O God. We pray for those, O God, who might not be having a paycheck, O God, to take care of the obligation this morning. Father God, you see, O God, Lord Jesus, the circumstance. You see, O God, the injustice, O God. But, O God, we bring it before you, O God, and we know, God, that there's only one God, and we know that we trust that God. Father God, touch those, O God, those, O God, who may have, and those who can help, O God, those who might not have this morning. O God, to buy food, to pay a bill, let us be sensitive, O God, and call a neighbor, call a friend, O God, who might be affected in this situation, that we might help them, O God, in some way or the other, O God. O God, and we thank you, O God, for the opportunity, O God, that you have given us, O God, that we, O God, can have, O God, and be able to outstretch our hands, O God, to help those, O God, who may not have. O God, we pray, O God, for those, O God, Lord Jesus, who might be for subdivisions, O God, those who might be living in different subdivisions, O God, who might be going through any form, O God, of problems, O God. We pray, O God, for those who might be experiencing some loved one, O God, in an accident, O God. But, O God, overall, O God, we just want to give you the praise this morning. We thank you, O God, that you have given us the opportunity, O God, to breathe another breath of life, O God. And we thank you for this year that you have given us. A year, God, that is full of promises, O God, And your word, O God, is ahead of us, O God, and with us, O God. Father, let us, O God, live your word, breathe your word, seek your word, O God. And we know, O God, as long as we stand in your word, O God. Father God, you will do the impossibility, O God. This morning, O God, we want to thank you. We thank you for every intercessor, O God, that is on this line and is not on the line. Father God, we ask you to touch them in a profound way, O God. Father, O God, whatever circumstance that they might have this morning, we know, O God, that we can call upon a God who is able and who is faithful and just, O God, to cleanse us and to forgive us, O God, and to watch over us, O God, and to heal us and to help us, O God, in all situations. Father God, we thank you for this moment that we can come, O God, and we can lift your name up, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, this morning, O God, for your awesomeness and your power and your glory, O God, that rest upon us, O God. We pray this morning, O God, for every circumstance, O God. We thank you, O God. We magnify your name, O God, because your name is worthy. Your name, O God, is holy, O God, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray, O God, for the leadership, O God, in this intercessors, O God. We thank you, O God, for Aunt Elba Linda, O God, and her husband, O God. Cover them, O God, constantly, O God. We know, O God, as she continue, O God, to do your will, O God, we know, O God, that the devil would not leave her alone. But, O God, we know that we, O God, will continue, O God, to surround her, O God. We will form that bridge between her and you, O God. And we will always, O God, pray and lift her up, O God, and ask you to cover them, O God, with your blood and your presence, O God. Father, breathe upon her this morning. Give her unction. Give her insight and foresight, O God. Move it in our lives, O God, and every intercessor, O God, as well, O God, who might be facing any form, O God, of affliction, O God. We ask you, O God, or backlash, O God. We ask you, O God, for you, O God, to step into their lives, O God, and cover them with your presence and your glory, O God. Father God, this morning, this year, O God, is a year of no limits, O God. Let us take the limits off. And let us, O God, go way beyond, O God, that our lives be stretched to its limits, O God. We will go way that we will never that we had never expected, O God, because we know, O God, once you stretch us, O God. O God, you will get every bit, O God, out of us, O God. This morning, O God, we will not hold back, but we will go boldly, O God. Father, we thank you, O God. We praise you. We thank you, O God. We give you the praises, the glory, and the honor. O God, we thank you for this day that you have made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. We give you the honor and glories. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And we come, God, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. This morning, O God, as we have risen, we come just to say how great thou art. We come, O God, to lift up your holy and your righteous name. You have been good unto us, O God. And so this morning, we come with a thankful heart. We come with a heart full of praise. We come, O God, with thanksgiving on our lips. O God, this morning, we come rising up to say that you are great and you are greatly to be praised. We thank you, O God, that we can call you God, that we can call you our friend, that we can call you, O God, the one that sits high and looks low, that we can call you our Savior, that we can call you our keeper and our sustainer. God, this morning, we thank you. We thank you for your grace, O God, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, O God, for never leaving us or forsaking us. We thank you for being our strong tower, O God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for being the holy and the righteous God. We thank you for being the King of kings and our Lord of lords, O God. You are our great I am. There is nothing that we need, O God, that's not in you. We thank you for being our healer and our deliverer, our way maker, O God. This morning, we thank you for being God, the only true and the living God, the holy and the righteous God, the ever-present God. O God, we thank you for being our God when we're on the in the valley, oh God, and when we are on the mountaintop. We thank you, oh God, for being our God when we're feeling well, oh God, and when we're sick in our bodies. We thank you that you're still our God when we have, oh God, and when we have not, oh God. And so this morning we come thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercy, thanking you, oh God, for never leaving us. Thank you, oh God, for protecting us. Thank you for keeping us. Oh God, thank you for saving us. Thank you for giving us a name that we can be identified with. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for the promises that you've kept, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being our God, our holy and our righteous God. When things are wrong, oh God, we can look to you who is the ever-present help in the time of trouble. And so, God, this morning we come, oh God, asking you for mercy. We come in, oh God, for we are in trouble this morning, and we are coming, God, as ambassadors, standing in the gap for the United States of America, standing in the gap for our families, standing in the gap for the body of Christ. We come, oh God, asking you for your mercy, that you would have mercy on us, that you would deal with us, oh God, that you would pity us, that you would protect us, that you would heal us, that you would save us, oh God, that you would renew our minds, that you would revive us, oh God. We come this morning as your people asking our God, our holy God, our righteous God. We're asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us, that you would have mercy, that you would bend your ear to our call and to our cry. For God, this morning we need you like never, ever before. God, we need you. We need you, oh God, to see about us. We come repentant, asking you to forgive us, that you would have mercy on us, oh God, that you would pity us where we are, oh God, and that you, your mighty hand, your strong hand, oh God, would touch us, would save us, even from our own selves. We thank you for being that God that has kept us, oh God, not only have you kept us, oh God, but you kept us safe and safe from the hand of the wicked one. You kept us, oh God, from the hand of terrorism. You kept us, oh God, from the hand of violence, oh God. We thank you this morning. And God, we give you glory and honor and praise. We need you, oh God, like never before, to have your way in our lives, oh God. We need you to show up, oh God, in our homes. We need you to show up our hearts, oh God, for we are falling short of your glory. We have sinned, oh God. We confess that we have sinned, oh God, as a people, as a nation, oh God, and we need your salvation this morning. God, we pray this morning and we lift up the United States of America. We are in a terrible state, oh God, but we know that there's nothing that happens without you, oh God, that nothing happens, oh God, and takes you by surprise. Nothing happens, oh God, without you allowing it to happen. So God, even as the government has been in a shutdown, God, we ask that you would cause us to be in a wake up. Help us, oh God, to wake up in these days. Help us, oh God, to wake up and to look up unto you, the very present help in the time of trouble. Help us, oh God, to wake up and to know that you are the Lord that sits high and looks low. Help us, oh God, to wake up, oh God, and realize that we have taken you out of our government, that we have taken you out of our schools, that we've taken you out of our churches, that we've taken you, oh God, out of our homes. And God, that it's time for us to wake up. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would allow us, oh God, that you would help us, that you would show us, that you would take, oh God, even the scales off our eyes, oh God, and help your people to wake up. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, oh God, for mercy, oh God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, oh God. We have embraced wrong for right, oh God, and so that the country is divided, oh God. And so, God, we need you to reveal your truth. Allow the truth, oh God, to penetrate this earth and man to accept your truth, oh God. It may not be the truth that we want to hear, but God, help our hearts to accept your truth, oh God. And then, God, deliver, manifest, oh God, yourself, that the truth may be revealed in our lives, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, and we ask, oh God, that you would deal with the United States of America. Deal, oh God, with the leadership. Deal, oh God, with your people, oh God. Deal with our hearts and our minds, oh God, for we know that the heart is desperately wicked. Who could know it but you, oh God? And so, God, we're asking you this morning that you would deal with the heart of mine, oh God. We've become and we've gotten into some wicked places this morning, and God, we need you to deal with the heart of man. God, we ask that you would have mercy on us, and God, that you would change us, oh God, that you would cause our heart to change, that you would cause the heart that has become hardened, oh God, to become a heart of flesh, that equality, oh God, would reign in this earth, that racism would be erased from this earth, that inequality, oh God, would be brought down. Oh God, we are praying and coming against the wickedness of this world, and we're asking you, oh God, for your mercy this morning. We pray, oh God, and then God, we lift up children, oh God, this morning, and we ask, oh God, that you would cover and that you would protect them as they go to and from school, oh God, as they are out in the streets, oh God, that you would put a hedge of protection around them. We pray, oh God, and we come against, oh God, human trafficking. We come against, oh God, the spirit, oh God, that has taking control of men and women, oh God, gangs, oh God, that have control over the mind and the emotions of young people. And God, not only young people, but God, even old people that have gotten caught up and trapped in places, oh God, that they ought not to be. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit, oh God, that has taken control of our children to use them, oh God. Oh God, this morning we come and we call out even that incident with R. Kelly and those young women. God, we pray for their parents, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those parents, and we stand in a gap as a parent, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would even reveal and that you would expose and that you would set them young women free, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy, oh God, and you would give those young women a mind, oh God, their right mind back, oh God. For God, we realize that it's a spirit of control, oh God, and a spirit of greed, oh God, that has taken over this country. But God, we know that you're a God that sits high and you look low, and you have all power in your hands. And so, God, this morning we pray on behalf of the parents. We pray, oh God, that you would send your healing and your delivering power, that you would deliver those young women everywhere, oh God. Not just that situation with R. Kelly, but God, we pray and we lift up human trafficking all over this world. And God, we ask that you would have mercy on those parents, oh God, that are missing their children, that don't know whether they are alive or dead, don't know, oh God, if they are hooked up to sin, or God, if they're hooked up on drugs. Oh God, we come and as a parent asking you for your mercy, that you will cover and protect children everywhere. Oh God, young women and even young men, oh God, those that have gotten caught up in organizational crime, oh God, those that have gotten caught up in drug addiction, oh God, that have led them to gang addictions, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus for human trafficking, oh God, in the way that the enemy has, God, connived and planned and drawn our children into places that they ought not to be. God, we ask this morning for your mercy and your grace, that God, you would be with them, that you would deliver them, God, that you would expose all of the unrighteousness, oh God, whatever area has been tied up, oh God, in those places. God, we come against them now. We come against, oh God, even the authorities that may have turned their deaf ear, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would expose everything that's connected to human trafficking, oh God, and that you would deliver us, your people, deliver our children, oh God. Save them, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would save them from the hand of the enemy, that you would save them from their predators, oh God, and that you would bring us back unto the knowledge of your truth. So, God, this morning we are praying that truth, oh God, that truth would be with us, that truth, oh God, would save us, that your truth, oh God, will deliver us, oh God, that your truth will set the captive. Help us, dear God. God, we say, because you are the God that sits high and looks low, nothing escapes you. And so, God, this morning we are asking and we are praying that your hand would be with us, that you would deliver and set us free. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. God, help us, oh God, not to sleep on, oh God, standing in the gap and being the warrior, the watchman on the wall. Help us, oh God, to be attentive to the things that are going on in this world, that we may be able to pray. For God, we know that we, if we pray, if your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray, we know, oh God, that your word said that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so, God, help us to understand we are agents of prayer, that we are to pray and to always pray, that we ought to stand in the gap, that we need to be the watchman in the wall so we can see the enemy before he even gets to our children. Help us, dear God, not to be lazy, oh God, not to put off, oh God, prayer. But God, in the beginning of this year, we ask that you would stir up prayer in your people. Help us to pray, God. We don't need the title of intercessor, but God, help your people, oh God, to wake up and to pray. For we know, oh God, that prayer changes things. We know, oh God, that prayer is our effective weapon. And so, God, as we go into prayer, we pray, oh God, that you would season our words, oh God, that you would give us what to pray, that you would teach us how to pray, oh God, and you just give us the desire to pray this morning. So God, we are praying for the intercessor. We're praying for your body of Christ, that they would wake up and pray, oh God, And God, we pray this morning that you would have your way and that you would bend your ear to the cries and the call of your people and help us, oh God, that we may pray your will and pray your word in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you even, God, for the opportunity and the privilege to pray this morning and to gather in your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to bless us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to keep us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Make your face shine upon us and be glorious to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will lift up your countenance upon us and fill us, God. Oh, God, with your peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blessings. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the blessing that you have already bestowed upon us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to clean our mind, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our thoughts, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, anything that are not like you, God, we ask you to move it, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, move it at the root, God. Oh, God, and let our mind be stayed on you, God. Oh, God, in this season, God, don't let us get weary. Hallelujah, God, but let us look through the hills at it, oh, see, which cometh our help, and our help come from the Lord who made the heaven and earth, God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to prevent our mind from deceiving us, God. And hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in any way, and covering us with the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, God, that our mind is stayed on you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to cover our mind in the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, strengthen our mind where it's weak, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We bless your name, Jesus. You are worthy and worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, and the cares of this world, God. Oh, God, let us know that everything is in your hand, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we know, God, that you won't put on us no more than we can handle, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to touch, God, the president of this United States, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, of our Messiah. Oh, God, we ask you to intervene, God. Oh, God, people need their paycheck. People need, God. Oh, God, the things, God, that need things to keep on going, God, in the right direction, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, let people call on your name more in this season and depend on you more in this season, God. God, you are the head. Hallelujah. You are the head, God. And we look to you, God. We look to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to the, oh, God. Oh, God, touch Trump. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, God. He's the president, but he's not God. And God, we lean on you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and not our own understanding, but we lean on you, God. We don't lean on Trump. We lean on the true and living God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we count this thing a past, God. We don't count it to go on and on and on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we trust you. We trust you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, even with the children, God. We thank you right now, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to make the devil take his hand off your children in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind every wicked and demonic thing to try to take our children, hallelujah, out of their homes, God, out from under their teaching with their parents, God, hallelujah, out of their rear, God. We bind those things in the name of Jesus. We cast them to the pits of hell where they belong, God. Oh, God, and we, God, in the name of Jesus, we loose the Holy Spirit to come in and rescue our children, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you. you for communities coming together, God. We thank you for churches coming together, God. We thank you for the body of Christ coming together, God. We thank you for your people, God, coming together, standing as one nation unto God. Oh, God of our fire, it don't take prayer, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you, God, to let us stay on the wall, God. Let us all see our Messiah. Oh, God, let us not think about ourselves only, but think about your people, what you want us to do, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen us, dear God. Strengthen us in all our ways, God. And God, let us stay prosper, God. In the name of Jesus, even in the midnight hour, God, when you wake us up, God, let us get before your face, God. Oh, God, interceding for your people, God. In the name of Jesus, for the United States, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, God. Father God, and I lift up those people who ask for requests. Hallelujah, so much death is going on. Family having 2 or 3 people that died one time, God. I lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus, that you cover them, God. God, whatever you're saying to them, God, don't let them miss it, God. Let them receive it. Let them get it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you. We praise you, oh, God. For being who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God about Siko Rebosaya.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you on this morning. Oh, God. Himando shikodabasiya. Eh, God. Himando shikodamandiya. Oh, God, we bless you because we know it's because of your mercies that we are not consumed. Oh, God, because your compassion does not fail us. God, we woke up this morning and we thank you, God, because of your grace and your kindness and your mercy towards us, Father. And we just come before you this morning, God, thanking you for life. We praise you this morning, God, for your hand of favor, for God, for your loving kindness, God, towards us. We thank you, Lord God, that you would call us, God, into divine order even in this hour. And Lord God, even as we lift up our lives before you, God, we lift our lives before you. God, that you would search us, oh God, and know our hearts. Try us, oh God, and know our thoughts. See if there be any evil or wicked way in us, oh God, and cleanse us. And lead us into the way of everlasting, God. We thank you, Lord God, for just washing our mind and sanctify and purifying us, God, inside and out. God, even as we lay our hearts bare before you, even as we seek your face today, God, we are seeking you, Lord God, concerning our nation, God, and concerning our lives. We are seeking you today, oh God, because no one can do what you do. Father, we pray today, God, because we recognize that our very lives are in your hand, for you are author and of our faith. You are creator. You are in complete and divine control. All things are under your authority. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that everything, God, has to be to you. Oh, God, that you work in us even to will and to do of your own good pleasure. God, you do even as you desire. And so, Lord, we just lift you this morning. We magnify your name in the earth. We open up our mouths wide so that you can feel it. We that you would fill our mouths with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We thank you, Lord God, God, that we're only subject to you, God, that we're subject to your will alone, and God, every spirit that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus, that dares to be in our midst, everything, God, that tries to push us in the wrong direction, God, that tries, God, to call us into a place that you have called, they have not called us into. Father, we ask that you would turn back the evil forces. We come against, God, every influence of the enemy. Oh, God, that tries, oh, God, to pressure us, even in this season, oh, God, to step out side of obedience. I pray today, oh God, that we will be an obedient people. I, God, that we will follow after you, that we will follow after righteousness. And Father, that you will cleanse us. Father, I pray, oh God, that you deal with every trap that the devil tries to send into our lives, oh God, every spirit of manipulation, every spirit of control, God, oh God, that you would break it even now, oh God, every vain imagination, God, everything, God, I, God, that is wrapped up in the flesh, my God, mercy. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to discern, oh God, what is not of you. And God, every power, God, that enters into the life of the believer, oh God, that tries to bind us. Oh God, that tries to bind our gifting. Every ungodly prayer that comes against us, we cast down the prayers of incantation. We cast evil prayers against our name. We cast out evil prayers, oh God, against our purpose, Father. We crush it. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over everything that's been spoken in the air. We come against the words in the air. Oh my God. Oh God, we unmask the devil. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood. We plead the blood today. Oh God, over every opinion. Oh God, over every mishap. Over every bad perception. Over every perverted spirit. We plead the blood today. I thank you, oh God, that you make our way clear. I thank you, oh God, that you advance our ways. I thank you, oh God, that you are leading our steps. For the steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. I thank you for anointing to break out. I thank you for an anointing to recognize. Oh God, every spirit that's in the midst of us. Oh God, be able to subdue it. Oh God, to be able to dismantle it. Oh God, we cast down arguments this morning. Every argument is spirit. Every spirit that tries to push us into competition. Everything, God, that's not like you. Oh God, make us aware. I pray for the saints in this hour. I pray for those, God, that truly have a calling. Oh God, that they'll be discerning enough to recognize. Oh God, spirits that push them into competition. Oh God, spirits that try to make them exalt themselves. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you would give us a fresh anointing. Father, we break every demonic force. We cast out every demonic influence. We come against every spirit. Oh God, that gets in our way. That gets in the way of advancing your people. Oh God, that gets in the way of advancing the kingdom of God. Emando Shekoramandia. Oh God, God, I thank you for sending an answer to the prayer, my God. I thank you, oh God, for sending an answer, oh God, to the things that we are asking for. I thank you, oh God, that you operate in love and not in hate. I thank you, oh God, that you don't operate, oh God, in anger, oh God, in unforgiveness, but God, your spirit is love. I pray today, God, that the spirit of love, oh God, is highly, God, operating in the love of the believer. Father, forgive us. Oh God, forgive us, oh God, for the mindset that we have had. Forgive us, oh God, that prayers that we have prayed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, things that we have said, my God, oh God, out of pain, oh God, that did not produce the righteousness of God, it did not produce the love of God, oh God, it did not manifest who you are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, wash the hearts this morning, my God. Cleanse, purify the mind. Purify, oh God, every intention. Oh God, ekoramando shekoramandia. Ekoramando shekoramandia. No shekoramandia nabase. Oh God, ekoramando shekoramandia. Oh God, eh, shekoda mandia, yeme shekoda mando she, yeme do rande shekoda mande. Every door that we've opened and giving access to the enemy because of unforgiveness. Oh God, because out something that does not produce the righteousness of God to reign in our hearts and in our minds. Father, we pray now, oh God, that you would cast it out and shut the door. I, God, that the devil will no longer have access. We take his access even now. Oh, God, we no longer give him permission. I pray today, oh, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that where he's been able to get in, he will no longer feel the access. I, God, that he'll no longer sense the access into our lives. Oh, God, I, God, in the name of Jesus, that we not savor the things of the world, but we savor the things of God. I, God, that we not be caught up in ourselves and in our own emotions. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that it becomes more about us, about you. Oh, Father, I pray today, let us be Christ-minded. Let us be kingdom-minded. Let us look unto the hills from which coming our help. Let our pursuit be for those things, oh, God, that bear name, that produce fruit, oh God, of repentance, oh God, I, God, your word declares, bring to me, oh God, fruit that are worthy of repentance. I thank you that you pour out a spirit of repentance upon us. Pour it out, oh God, upon us, oh God, as your believer. Pour out, God, let your righteous indignation break forth. Let the righteousness of God be shed abroad in our hearts. Let the righteousness of God break forth in our spirits. Let it break forth and let it clean up and let it clean out everything that's not like you. Clean us today. Wash us today. Prepare us, oh God, to do your will. Help us, oh God, to be clean vessels. Help us to be vessels that are meet for the master's use. Help us, oh God, to be those who have laid down our own agenda, who laid down, oh God, our lives, and that we pick up our cross and that we follow after you. Oh God, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Oh, God, every other voice, even the voice of our own desires, oh, God, that try to drive out the voice of the living God. Father, I pray this morning, silence that voice and let the voice that we hear be the voice of God calling us, oh God, into a realm of the Spirit, oh God, that you have preordained, releasing us, God, from everything that's not like you. Oh God, praise you. Oh God, I lift you. Oh God, I magnify you. Oh God, I glorify you. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for what you are doing even now. God, you are finishing what you started, as you are completing the work on the inside of us, as you are manifesting your glory in our lives. Ekodamando shekodamandia, ekodarabasa tando shekodamandia. Oh God, we give you glory. I need you now just to begin to give God glory, that you'll silence every spirit in the atmosphere, oh, that's been ministering things to the mind that's not of God. Everything that's been produced that's not rooted out of love, we've got to shut it down. Shut it down in the spirit. Drive it out. Oh, God. God, thank you for being the influence in our lives. Thank you, oh God, ekora mando shekora mandia. Oh God, shekora mando. Oh God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Father. Oh God, and let what we offer unto you be pure worship. Ekora mando shek. Pure and undefiled. Oh, God, a worship that you can receive, a heart that you can receive, God. Oh, God, let our spirits be sanctified and full of love. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, let us not give in to any seducing spirit, anyone that comes across our path. Oh, God, and tries to pull us into a way that's not like you. Oh, God, don't let us give in to the seducing spirit and the lies. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, every lying spirit Father, we pray today, oh God, that it be destroyed. Every lying spirit, God, that whispers into our emotions, Father, I pray today, oh God, that you would drive it out. Oh God, I, God, we want to live for you. Oh God, I, God, our life has got to be hid in you. Oh, mando she. I mando shekora mando she. I got him mando she. I got him mando she. I got oh God mando she. I got your word declares whatever things are true, whatever things are pure, whatever things are just, whatever things are honest, whatever things are of good report. You said if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, that we ought to think on these things. Oh God, these ought to be the things that we meditate on. I pray, oh God, for a mind that meditates, oh God, in the things that are pure. I pray for a pure mind. I pray for a pure seeker. Oh God, I, God, don't let the enemy contaminate the heart. Oh God, don't let him get down in the heart. Oh God, that what we speak forth, I, God, be bitter and not sweet. Oh God, don't let what we give out, oh God, be full of wrath and not of love. Oh God, don't let us empty out something, God, that's not like you. Oh God, don't let us offer a prayer, oh God, that will bind and break and crush the hearts of men. But Father, I pray, help us, oh God, to pray, oh God, that you will deliver. I, God, that we'll see your delivering hand. Oh God, that we'll call on Jehovah, I, God. Oh God, that we'll lift up intercessions, oh God. Oh God, that will bring about a healing. I pray for us, oh God, that we'll pray prayers, oh God, that will deliver, oh God, those that are bound. Oh God, that we'll pray the kind of prayers, oh God, that will set the captives free. I pray for us, oh God, that we'll pray the prayers that will heal a broken hearted. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, everything that's not like you, oh God, it's got to come down. Everything else, oh God, that's not like you, it's got to be broken. Everything that tries to enter into our hearts, oh God, that's not of you, Father, we say let it come down and destroy it, Father. Destroy it, oh God. Oh, vain fountain, come both bitter and sweet. Oh God, the bitterness, oh God, root it out. Root out bitterness, root out anguish, root out anger, dismantle it, take it out of our spirit. Oh God, emandoshe, I emandoshama. Oh God, let your blood prevail. Oh God, let your glory reign. Reign on us this morning, Jesus. Reign down on us, God. Reign down, hey, call my Sunday. Reign down, Jesus. Hey, emandoshe, hey, call emandoshe. I emandoshe. I, God, we got to do your will. Oh, mando she. We've got to do what you said. Oh, God, we've got to walk in your calling. We've got to, God, to offer up a lifestyle that is holy and acceptable unto you. We've got to offer up, oh, God, a lifestyle of worship that you can receive. I pray for us, oh, God, that we not just offer you anything, I, God, but that we consider our life. Oh God, oh mando she, yendo randebo hosa, I, God, so that we render unto you, oh God, is that which you will embrace and accept. Ekora mando she. For your word declares that who will ascend unto the holy place, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, that have not sworn deceitfully. Oh my God, oh God, that is not a come against brethren. Oh God, that does not walk in accusations. Father, I pray for us that we carry a pure heart, that we carry a pure spirit. Purify us. I pray, oh God, for purity to reign in us. Let what we offer be pure, oh God. Eh, shekodamando, shekodamandia. Eh, God, and if we are any otherwise minded, that you will reveal even that unto us, that you will reveal to us, oh God, that which you are pleased with. Father, we are crying out today because we are in desperate hours. We are in a desperate time in the nation, and we don't need to be snared, oh God, by the uncleanness of our own heart, that we not be able to lift up intercession that would break the bands of wickedness. And so, Father, we say, have mercy on us, so that when we open up our mouth, heaven will move. Oh God, that when we open our mouth, heaven will be on assignment to heal the land. For you've already charged us that in my people who are called by my name, themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way till I hear from them, forgive their sin and heal their land. Don't let our hearts be so tainted, oh God, with competition, forgiveness and wrath, vengeance against another. Oh God, that you cannot receive our prayer. Oh God, for you said if iniquity abounds in our heart, that the Lord will not hear us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so we don't want to regard iniquity. We don't want to regard anything in our hearts that's going to stop you from hearing us. Oh God, because some family, oh God, is facing eviction. Our God, this government shut down. Our God, there are some children. Oh God, our God, that are without food due to this government shutdown. And Father, we need your hand to intervene. We need you, Jesus, to come in. And so we repent, oh God, of our own actions. Our God, we need you to move. Our God, we need you to move. Father, we need your help. Oh, God, our God, the righteous cry. And you said when the righteous cry, the Lord hears and delivers. The righteous are crying out for this nation. And God, we're asking you to spare it. My God, against the injustices. Oh God, against inhumane acts, Father, the righteous cry out, oh God, deliver, oh God, crying out, oh God, break bands of wickedness, we crying out, God, break the spirit of pride, oh God, oh God, the righteous is crying. We're crying, God. We need you. We need you, God, to do it. We need you, oh God. Oh God, to have mercy. Make haste, oh God, and deliver. Make haste, oh God, and turn this thing. Turn it around. God, turn it around. Turn it around for kingdom's sake. Turn it around for your name's sake. Turn it around. Turn it around, oh God. Oh God, and we be this morning. Oh Mando Shekodamandia. Oh, just give him some praise because we need him to turn it around. We need God to interrupt and to intervene. We need God to break the bands of wickedness. We need God to do this thing. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Come on, saints.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Father God.
God, in our Lord. Thank you, God. We trust in you, God. Father God, thank you, oh God, that the Spirit of the living God is moving upon the face of the earth, my God. Oh God, we bless you, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And so we have to pray, saints, that we not be distracted in this hour, because there is so much. that we have to pray for. There is so much that is happening, and the enemy would want to distract us by coming against our emotions and having us in emotional roller coasters, up and down, unstable, unable to pray the will of the Father. And so the Lord wants us to be stable and walking in peace and in love and doing the will of God. This is the hour to be focused and to lay down every issue. This is not the time to keep picking up issues and things to complain about and things to assess and say what's not right and what's not. This is not the hour. Too much pain is in the earth. Too much is happening, too much demonic influence, and we are babies. If we are still caught up, ensnared in ourselves, if we are not mature to the path that we are able to handle kingdom matters, some of us just need to sit down and don't do nothing, because we are getting in the way. We are in the way, because there is too much serious things happening in the spirit realm for us to be another problem. My God, Jesus, have mercy. God needs to be able to hear our pure worship so that he can move on the earth. He needs mature individuals that love him. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And that are sensitive to the call and not distracted. Don't get distracted in this hour. I don't even know why God is going this way, but some of you are becoming too distracted. In your emotions, you're allowing your emotions to sidetrack you. Hallelujah. You're getting sidetracked, and you're not praying the will of God. You're praying about yourself. You should be praying kingdom matters. You should be praying for the nation, and you're spending more time praying about you. Jesus, he called you to be watchmen. Hallelujah. Jesus, to dismantle darkness. Hallelujah. And to not even empathize with a demon, even if it's riding on your back. You can't empathize with a demon that's dealing with somebody else, but surely don't empathize one that's trying to oppress you. You got to cast that thing out and call it for what it is and keep moving. And operate in the spirit, my God. God says some of you are becoming distracted and you are wasting time. Strong meat is for those who are mature. Milk is for babies. It's time to go forward in the kingdom. It's time to do the will of the Father. Prayers of the righteous avail much. It's time to turn some things around. And yes, there are some things that are simply the will of the Father. There are some things where you want to open up your mouth and pray, and God will say, no, leave it, because this is my will. I'm working righteousness in someone. I'm producing something in someone. And so this will remains. There are times when God will speak to a nation, like he spoke to the children of Israel and told them they were going into bondage. And after 70 years, this is when it's going to turn. He said it, because that's what Jeremiah is all about, 29 and 11, the scripture we quote so much. But it is about when God says that, and then that's why he turns around and says, well, I know the thoughts that I have towards of you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring to you an expected future. So you're going to go through this, but my thoughts towards you is a future that's going is a hope in a future. So you're going to go through this, but you're coming out, because I have thoughts towards you that are good and not evil. I've already thought something good of you. So even though I'm allowing you to go through Babylonian captivity, you're going to come out because of my thoughts towards you, to bring to you an expected future. And so part of your going into Babylon, children of Israel, is for you to come out and do the thing I expected, do the thing I have hoped for in you. And so we have to be even sensitive in the spirit realm. We've got to get more in tune. So many of us, we are all over the place. We're in all kind of mindsets. But the Lord says, pull your mind in, stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused on the kingdom assignment. Stay focused on me. Everything else I'll handle anyway. God's going to handle it anyway. Anything else, God will deal with. But this is the hour for you to do my work, for you to build my name, for you to go after souls, for you to help me to establish the kingdom in the earth realm. Don't get sidetracked, saints. Don't allow the enemy to trick you not one moment. We can't afford to lose 1 minute in the spirit. We've got to cover ground. We've got to keep covering the ground and don't lose any. You have too much influence. You have more influence than you know. And that same influence can put things on a hindrance and on a halt. Don't let your influence hinder the kingdom. Let your influence advance the kingdom. Don't let what you're going through bring hindrance into an atmosphere. Let what you know about God cause that atmosphere to advance, to cause there to be breakthrough and the deliverance. We're in this hour so much. God needs your intercession, and he needs it to be pure. Oh, God, this ain't for everybody, but it's for somebody. And most of us, we can still eat off of it and benefit. We can still chew off it. We can still chew off this and tuck this in and keep this. This can be our dessert, but for somebody today, it is a word of instruction. Get off the sideline. You put yourself on the sideline by being distracted. Get off the sideline and get back in the race. Get back in the kingdom assignment, not your own personal agenda. It can't be about who did this to you, who didn't say this to you. It can't be about that. That's too petty. Get out of that. Step back over into what I called you to do. Don't lose any more ground or any more time. Be kingdom-minded. Do the will of the Father. And do it with a loving heart. Do it with everything that's in you. Build his name. Build him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we're preparing to conclude this call this morning, I'm going to open the lines back up. If there is something someone needs to share, I need you to go ahead and share it this morning, because I feel like there is something else. If you're on the line and the Lord has got something in your heart to share with us, or even if it's just a prayer request, if there is something else that needs to be said, I'm opening up the lines now. Thank you, Lord. All lines are open. Please obey God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're on here. Obey the Lord this morning. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All lines are open. Amen. Well, amen. Any other closing prayer requests?
Yes, Ellen Linda, this is Mother Margie. I just want continued prayer for my family and for myself, healing.
Yes.
Especially for my daughter. She's getting ready to get married, and I just want her to really be led by the Lord and everything and help me be accepted with it.
Amen. We certainly will be praying. Thank you, Lord. Yes, ma'am. We got that. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
God, if it's your covenant, God, if it's a covenant you establish, oh, God, then we pray, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, to a mother, God, give peace in this matter. Father, reveal your hand. Reveal yourself to this Father. Oh, God, to be a lifelong commitment. God, if it's not you, God, reveal yourself. But, God, I pray, if it's you, God, cover and protect the blood of Jesus, cover them.
God,
let your name be exalted in the midst. Oh, God, show yourself strong and mighty on their behalf.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, in this, Jesus, be glorified. And God, even in this, let her trust you. Hi, Yamandusha.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Ah, God, she puts this in your hand today, oh God. We lay it at your feet, God. It's yours. Do whatever you want to do.
Thank you, God.
So this thing is committed into your care. You told us to cast our cares on you, so we cast this into your hands.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Anybody want to share anything? Anything else before we close?
Belinda, this is Alicia. I have a prayer request for a co-worker, Brenda Davenport. She buried her nephew yesterday. He committed suicide, and this is the second time. His brother did it, the same thing 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that just look at young people, because it's the mental illness and the state of young people now.
Would you happen to know how old he was?
He was 22.
Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I got those that are battling with mental illness. God, let them counsel and the help that they need, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, hey, you both, I am that,
I'll be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.